Bimbofication. What if rubbing your clitty grew your titties? Hello, horny readers. I've written before about why a sissy might want to be a bimbo. Lately, I've been reading more about bimbofication, which strikes me as subtly different. Bimbofication, to my mind, has an element of coerced feminization to it. A sissy might consider herself a bimbo either by style, by behavior, or both. But undergoing bimbofication seems to involve transformation via an outside source. That could be one's feminization mistress or some magical element. Whatever it is, and whether the sissy in question is happy about it or not, the results are at least somewhat outside of her control. At the same time, I was thinking about the fact that I often suggest chastity training as a tool of emasculation for sissies. Most find this difficult because most are horny and slutty and enjoy touching themselves with the up and down motion I feel should be reserved for males of a certain respectable size. These two thoughts combined to bring about a fantasy that made me giggle to contemplate, and I wonder if it will make you laugh as well. Imagine this. A coerced sissy, clinging strongly to the idea of herself as a man. She loves to masturbate. I've told her that she's not allowed to, but I don't lock her in chastity. She thinks rubbing her clitty is a form of rebellion. She does it furiously, in secret, when I lock her in her room at night after the day's training. Of course, what I know, and she doesn't, is that every time she orgasms from rubbing her clitoris, her titties will grow a full cup size. She goes to bed with pecs and wakes up with sissy titties. I'm giggling again, just picturing it. She's in her pink and white canopy bed, complete with dust ruffle. I've cuffed her to it by her ankles, but left her hands with their 2-inch-long fingernails glazed with fuchsia glitter nail polish free. Typical male brain makes her think I'm the bimbo and simply forgot to secure her wrists. She yanks up her pink satin nightie with the cap sleeves, pulls down the front of her matching satin bloomers, muttering misogynistic curses at your poor mistress, Rachel, all the while. She then proceeds to wank her clitoris in a most shameful and masculine manner. After orgasm, she carefully scrapes the evidence off her newly hairless stomach and eats it. Just to be sure I won't know, you understand. Not because she came to me with a taste for cum eating already in her psyche. Satiated and emboldened, she rests her curler-festooned head on her pillow for a good night's sleep and plans a further rebellion tomorrow. She sleeps fitfully, not only because it's hard to sleep with curlers in, but because, of course, her nipples hurt and her pecs ache. Must have gotten a bit of a workout in that masturbatory fury. She manages a few hours, though, and wakes with a smile. Until she spies the perky A-cups and eraser-sized nipples that have sprouted overnight. Bimbofication confrontation. She would certainly be mouthy when I first came to unlock her, demanding to know what I'd done. After an hour or two with a penis gag in her mouth and some nipple clamps on those tender new buds, to give her time to calm down and remember her manners, I would have to explain, wouldn't I? Well, not the true explanation. Not yet. I'd tell her that I was terribly sorry for using her as a science experiment, and that if she wanted her new titties to disappear, all she'd have to do is masturbate a few more times. What? It's not a lie. Her perky little sissy titties would disappear. It's just that they'd be replaced with B and then C and then D cups. Bimbofication battle of the wills. Then, I suppose, it would simply become a war of attrition. She wouldn't be able to escape her captivity hell, but would now have realized that every time she masturbated her clitty, her tits would only get bigger, not smaller. She might determine for a time that the only way to keep her disfigurement from getting worse would be to will herself to refrain. Poor captive sissy might even beg me to put her in chastity just to make the temptation less dire. But why would I do that? I, of course, would want those tits to continue to get bigger. And bigger. And bigger. She'd fail a few times, and those tits would become like basketballs. A few extra ingredients in her morning smoothie would make sure that her arousal would continue to be unbearably robust. But she might manage to refrain from stroking for a while. I might suggest, however, that for a bit of relief, she try anal training. Pussy training, I'd call it. But of course, nothing in this coerced femme situation would be as it seemed. Of course, she'd take me up on it, and with all of the self-imposed orgasm denial to try to stave off those basketballs becoming beach balls, she would greedily stuff that fuckhole. The result would be a thigh-trembling, eye-rolling, window-rattling sissygasm. And an ass that would make Kim Kardashian blush. At this point, this fantasy could go in so many directions. Did you get a hearty laugh out of this tale, horny readers? Or maybe it made you feel something else. Feel free to share in the comments, and of course, to arrange for a session where we could explore the possibilities. Hugs and kisses. Miss Rachel, for bimbofication and coerced femme fantasies.